KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, police in Red Oak say they're investigating an incident of vandalism in the city's Legion Park. Employees of the Parks and Rec Department notified police late Tuesday evening that four park tables have been damaged by vandals. The incident happened sometime Monday or Tuesday. The damage was estimated at $450. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man on two charges following an incident that occurred around 8:25 a.m. Tuesday. 53-year-old Jose Guzman of Council Bluffs faces charges that include robbery in the first degree and second degree attempted kidnapping. He was arrested after allegedly robbing 19-year-old Jessica Donnelly of Council Bluffs at knife point in the parking lot of the Walmart store on Manawa Center Drive. Officials say Guzman, who was dressed in female clothing, was followed on foot by witnesses to the incident. Two of the witnesses detained the man. After speaking with Donnelly and the witnesses, police learned that Guzman had approached the woman as she was opening the door to her car. He then wrapped one arm around her and placed a knife to her thigh, demanding that she get into the car. Donnelly was able to push away from Guzman and run from the area, yelling for help. Witnesses heard the victim and began following Guzman, who was walking south through the parking lot. Two of the witnesses physically detained Guzman near the entrance to Sam's Club on Manawa Center Drive. Guzman was then taken into police custody. Donnelly was not injured during the incident. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday afternoon after he turned himself into authorities. 28-year-old Aaron Lucas Allen was cited on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for first-degree burglary. Allen was being held on a $25,000 cash-only bond at the Montgomery County Jail. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an investigation into an assault in Menlo last Friday has resulted in the arrest of 50-year-old Jeffrey J. Godron of Adair. Godron was arrested on a charge of assault causing injury, a serious misdemeanor. He's alleged to have assaulted his 84-year-old mother at her residence in Menlo. Godron was booked into the Guthrie County Jail, and after an appearance before the magistrate, was being held on $1,000 cash bond. He was also found to have warrants out of Adair County for willful injury and domestic abuse assault, and a hold had been placed on Godron by Adair County. A teen accused of killing his 5-year-old Atlantic foster brother last year would throw things and hit inanimate objects during temper tantrums. The Omaha World-Herald said Cody Metzger Madsen's foster mother had said in a 2011 email that he didn't understand the difference between right and wrong when he was playing, and that he didn't comprehend that if he copied the wrestling moves he saw on TV, that it could hurt him or someone else. Even so, 53-year-old Julie Kuhlman of rural Logan said she didn't believe that Cody Metzger Madsen, who is now 18, was a threat to her family. She said he was never aggressive toward them. The testimony came Tuesday during the first day of Metzger Madsen's first-degree murder trial in the death of Dominic Elkins. The teen has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say that he killed Dominic as the two were playing outside on August 31st of 2013 at the Kuhlman's home. Dominic's body was found in a wooded ravine. An autopsy determined that he died from blunt force head injuries and drowning. Dominic's mother earlier this month sued the Kuhlmans, accusing them of negligence in her son's death. The lawsuit was filed by Dominic's mother and accuses Don and Julie Kuhlman of failing to properly care for and supervise Dominic and Metzger Madsen, failing to protect Dominic from harm or unreasonable risk of injury, failing to respond quickly to the incident and Dominic's injury, and leaving the boys in the care of the 12-year-old girl. Julie and Don Kuhlman were away from home at the time of the attack and leaving the two boys under the supervision of one of the Kuhlman's twin daughters. Metzger Madsen's attorney is using an insanity defense. Public defender Michael Williams contends his client suffers from certain mental health disorders. Earlier this year, a psychologist and a psychiatrist to examine the teen testified that he showed symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, and fetal alcohol syndrome. The psychiatrist said in a hearing in April that Metzger Madsen's mother had used methamphetamine while she was pregnant with him. Two separate incidents at an apartment complex in Clarinda last Friday resulted in two arrests. Clarinda police report around 3:10 p.m. Friday, officers responded to a disturbance at the Timber Creek apartment complex. Upon investigation, they arrested 38-year-old Chad Newberg of Clarinda for public intoxication and resisting arrest. Newberg scuffled with the officers as he was being arrested, but the officers did not sustain any injuries. Newberg was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $300 bond. At around 6:30 p.m. Friday, officers responded to another disturbance at the same apartment complex. They arrested 19-year-old Caleb Ennen of Clarinda without incident for a simple misdemeanor trespass. Ennen was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $300 bond. After he was released, he was arrested again late Saturday evening at the same apartment complex on the same charge. Ennen was being held in the Page County Jail on $300 bond. And earlier Saturday evening, Clarinda police attempted to execute a traffic stop at 12th and Washington Streets. The driver refused to stop, though, and the pursuit ensued. The pursuit was short in duration and then called off. An additional investigation revealed the identity of the driver, who was arrested later that same night. A 17-year-old male juvenile from Clarinda was arrested for driving while revoked and felony eluding of a law enforcement vehicle. The teen was released to the custody of a parent pending action by the Page County Juvenile Court Service and a review of the charges by the Page County Attorney's Office. In the funeral announcements, Mary Boss, age 77, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Mary Boss will be today at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Lewis. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Walter Sampson, age 63, of Walnut, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Walter Sampson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lloyd Jorgensen, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Lloyd Jorgensen will be on Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wayne Ulrich, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Ulrich will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Maurice Holtmeyer, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday in Winterset. Funeral services for Maurice Holtmeyer will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Yolanda Rummelhart, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Yolanda Rummelhart will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.